Okay, welcome to the prayer experience, wherever you are. It's such a great pleasure to be able to bring to you the prayer experience today. We thank God for your faithfulness, your commitment. We thank the Lord for your steadfastness in prayer. Please share this video, share with family and friends, and let people know it is time to pray. If you're on YouTube, click the share button. If you're on Facebook, click the share button. If you're on Twitch, we're on Twitch. We're on Twitter as well. Click the share button. Subscribe to Daily Talks Media on YouTube. Even if you do not have a YouTube account, many of us do have. It's just that we don't realize we have. If you have a Gmail account, you automatically have access to YouTube. If you're not on Gmail, you can easily create a Gmail account. Open a YouTube page, and then, you know, there you go. Find Daily Talks Media and click subscribe button. That will be so helpful for us. If you're live with us right now, why don't you connect with us, leave your prayer request, your praise report, and your comment. Let's know what the Lord is saying to you. That will be a real, real blessing for us. The Prayer Experience Hotline is there. Take advantage of it, even as we go into Thanksgiving. And the scripture for Thanksgiving is Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, the New King James Version. It says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all, one translation says, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What a real, real blessing it is that we have the opportunity to come into his presence. And he says to us, when you come, give thanks. Start with thanksgiving. Don't start with complaining. Don't start with murmuring. Don't start with anxiety. Don't start telling God about your problems. Look around you. What has he done? Begin to give thanks for what he has done. Even, he says, in everything, even when it doesn't look like he's done anything yet for you, give thanks all the same for what he will do. Thanksgiving attracts the attention of God. Thanksgiving will bring the presence of God into your lives faster than anything else can. So wherever you are, join me and let's give thanks to the Lord. Whether you're in your living room, your kitchen, outdoor, indoor, let's give thanks to the Lord. Father, we do want to thank you. We want to give you praise. We just want to honor you. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your righteous name. Blessed be your glorious name. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the moonlight. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the summer. We thank you for the winter. We thank you for the situations around us that we find ourselves. We thank you. In everything, we give you thanks. We know you are at work. We may not be able to see you all the time, but we know you are at work. You're working on our behalf. You're doing things on our behalf. And we give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for our family. Now, family members, thank you for our spouses. Thank you for husbands. Thank you for wives. Thank you for sisters. Thank you for aunties. Thank you for uncles. Thank you for brothers. Thank you for our local churches. I want to thank you for pastors and leaders and brothers and sisters within the local church that we are part of. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for ourselves. Thank you for the call upon our lives. Thank you for your voice that we hear. Thank you for the opportunity to know you, the fact that we are saved, washed, in your precious blood. We want to say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want us to look at the inspired word. And today I want to talk about meekness and majesty. And there's only one person that we can talk about, and that is the Lamb that was slain. You know, he was meek, but yet full of majesty. He was on the cross, yet full of authority. You know, when Jesus was on the cross being crucified, he looked vulnerable. He looked like he was a victim of injustice. He was wrongly and falsely accused. But even in those situations, the Bible says he did not open his mouth. He did not open his mouth to curse the people who have treated him with injustice. He was meek, but he was also in charge, because he says, nobody takes my life from me. He said, but I willingly lay it down and then I take it up again. We know not only did he die, but on the third day he was risen from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at this scripture in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6 to 7. It says, all we like sheep, lamb, he said, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. I like that phrase. He says, the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He didn't suffer for himself. He suffered for us. The reason he went to the cross is not because he did anything wrong. It's because of our wrongdoing. He needed to go to the cross. He needed to die the death of the cross. For that reason, he came. He said, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. And the way that he was going to save us was by bearing upon himself the iniquity of us all. So all my sins were laid on Jesus. When he died on that cross, when he cried, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? All my sins were laid on him. God himself laid my sins upon Jesus Christ. And Jesus was humble. Jesus was meek. You remember Isaac, when God told Abraham, give me your one and only son, Isaac. And Isaac followed his father. And Isaac said, Father, I can see the wood. I can see the flame, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham says, the Lord will provide. At that time, whether Isaac knew it or not, the scriptures were not explicit on that. But he could have run. He could have said, well, it looks like this old man is going to sacrifice me. Off I go. But the father said, the Lord will provide. And you know, he was meek. Isaac was meek. Isaac was obedient, even when his father laid him on as the sacrifice. The Bible talking about the faith of Abraham, that Abraham knew that even if Isaac died, God was able to raise him up again. But thank God that the story took a different turn. God said, an angel appeared to Abraham and said, don't touch that child. Look around you. And there was a ram caught in the thicket. And that ram was slain instead of Isaac. Jesus was slain instead of all of us. Jesus died instead of all of us. But his attitude was that, yet he opened not his mouth like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. There's a lot we can learn from Jesus. There's a lot in humility, in meekness, in complete trust in God. The Bible says, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, but he committed himself to God, who was able to judge righteously. That is the Jesus that we serve. I want us to spend a moment and just reflect. You know, Easter is still not finished. Easter can never finish. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is an everyday lesson for us as believers. And I just want you to reflect on the man of Galilee who was slain for you and I. What was his attitude like? He could have sworn, he could have cursed, he could have been angry, he could have done so many things that you and I today, at the slightest push, we get angry, we throw the toy out of the pram, and then all of that. But he didn't do that. There's a lot we can learn from Jesus. But also we can learn that he carried upon him all of our iniquities. You see, we're not righteous by ourselves. None of us by ourselves is righteous. The Bible says there's no one righteous, no, not one. All of us, like sheep, we've gone astray. But it's by his mercy. It is by his grace. Join me and let's pray. Father, we do want to just spend this time with you, Lord. We just want to commit ourselves to you. At this time, we commit all of ourselves to you in those areas where we need to be like Jesus every day, in those areas where we need to talk like Jesus, where we need to act like Jesus, where we need to have the mindset of Jesus. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ. It says he humbled himself even to death, the death of the cross. But God raised him up from the dead, set him at his own right hand, far above all principalities and powers. Father, we pray that you continue to shape us, shape our character, shape our attitude. Those areas that still need to die to the cross, will you help us? Help us to understand that we're not righteous by ourselves. We're righteous only through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to know that it is he and he alone that died for us. Will you help us, Father, that in our day-to-day life, we will reflect the character, we will reflect the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be like Jesus in all that we do. Will you help us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus? We have prayed, amen and amen. We're going to take that prayer and pray for the rest of the body of Christ, the church, that we will live in the realities of our redemption. One of my most favorite scripture, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, but the Messiah has redeemed us from the curse of the written law. I like that. You want to know what the written law is? The curse of the written law. Look at Deuteronomy 28. You start reading from verse 15 and 16. He says that if you don't obey me, he said all of these curses will come upon you. And you don't even want to read them. Sometimes we read them because we're reading the scriptures. But you see, those curses, some of them are the heart-wrenching curses. It talked about all kinds of sicknesses will come upon you. Even the sicknesses that do not exist suddenly will come upon you if you walk in disobedience. That's the curse of the written law. But thank you, Jesus, because Jesus, you came and you carried all of those curses, the sins we ever committed, the one we're committing now, the one we will ever commit. He carried all of the curse of all of those sins, all of our generational whatever weaknesses, all of the things in our human blood, Jesus carried them. And so that we can become sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I want us to pray that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will live in the realities of our redemption, that Jesus' death will not be in vain, but that every single day we will demonstrate freedom, liberty, We will demonstrate the victory over the devil, over death, over hell in our lives. Can we pray for the church, the body of Christ? Father, we do want to pray for the church. We pray for the body of Christ that we will demonstrate in our lives. We will demonstrate in our conduct. We will demonstrate in the way unbelievers look at us. That when they see us, they see the risen Christ. They see the dividends of redemption. They look at us and they say, wow, something different about this man. There's something different about this woman. Father, in the name of Jesus, will you help us come to that place that your death, your burial, your resurrection will not be in vain, that we will live it. We pray for the church in the United Kingdom, the church in Sierra Leone, the church in Angola, the church in Zambia, the church in Zimbabwe, the church in Kenya, the church in Uganda, all over Africa, all over the Middle East, all over Southeast Asia, all over the world, that the church will arise. This is the season. This is the time when we need to live the realities of our redemption. It wouldn't just be a story that we tell, tales that we tell, but we'll live it and people will look at us and say, wow, truly, this Jesus is alive in that man, is alive in that woman. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. I want us to pray for the nation's repentance and salvation. We pray that more and more people will come to the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we quickly pray that? Colossians 1:12 says, always thanking the Father. He has enabled us to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. That more and more people will come and share in this inheritance. And they will come out of darkness and live in the light. Can we pray? Pray for your brothers, your sisters, uncles and aunties, friends, work colleagues who are living in darkness. The table is set. Let's invite them over. Sometimes we pray, and then sometimes we go speak to people. We talk to them about the Lord. We invite them. Pray that more and more people across the world will come to the table and share in the inheritance of God's people. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray right now. We ask of you, Lord, that you will bring in more people. We pray that our friends and family members will come in the mighty name of Jesus. They will come to the table and share in the inheritance that has been made available. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that anyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let more and more people in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, in Kuwait, in Iran, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. The gospel is for every human being. The gospel is for all the nations. The gospel is for all men and all women in the name of Jesus. Let them receive it. Let them come to the table. Many live and die in darkness, that they might come to the light in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to pray for peace in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East. We have very short time before we finish, but quickly to pray for peace in the Middle East. Look at what the Bible says, Matthew 24, 22. In fact, this is Jesus speaking. He says, unless the time of calamity is shortened, not a single person will survive, but it will be shortened for the sake of God's chosen ones. I want us to pray and say, God, for the sake of your chosen ones, will you bring peace to the Middle East? You know what the Bible is saying? Jesus talking about the things that will happen, wars, rumors of war, earthquakes, you know, all of that. He says calamity will be all over the place. If God doesn't intervene, mankind will wipe itself out. You know, we have enough ammunition in the world today to cause this world to come to an end today. You know, it just takes 5 minutes and we're all gone. But you see, we're asking for God's divine intervention in line with his plan, in line with his purpose. But pray over the Middle East right now. Lord, let the dogs of war be kept back. Let peace return. Let the administrators go back to the drawing table. We pray for the government of Israel. We pray for the government of Iran. We pray for the people, Lord, in those regions, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Oman, all of them, stakeholders in the Middle East. Father God, will you intervene? We know that prophecies are that in these end times there will be wars and rumors of war. But Lord, you also said, if you do not intervene, we'll wipe ourselves out on this on behalf of men and women, innocent men, innocent women in Iran, innocent men, innocent women in Israel. Lord, will you cause that this peace will return, that the tension will de-escalate. We intercede as intercessors in the land, over that whole region, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, will you help? Send help. Send men of integrity, men of honesty, men and women of integrity and honesty. They will speak wise words to the ears of the leadership in Iran, leadership in Israel, leadership across the land. We pray for the United States. We pray for the United Kingdom that they will pursue diplomatic efforts and they will not escalate the war unnecessarily in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I want us to pray healing prayers finally before we go. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He said, himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to those sins and live righteously. Isn't that wonderful? He said, by his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, I've been healed. Wherever you are in your home, just declare that. By his wounds, I have been healed. Declare that over your family members. Declare that over your children. By his wounds, my children are healed. By his wounds, my husband is healed. By his wounds, my wife is healed. By his wounds, my brothers, sisters, uncles, they are healed. By his wounds, so and so person is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we pray together? Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to take you at your word. We stand upon the integrity, the honesty, the truthfulness, the dependability of your word, that your word, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not pass, not a jot, not a tittle from your word will pass unfulfilled. We pray that healing will take place in our bodies. Cancers healed, tuberculosis healed, lung infection healed, brain condition healed, all kinds of hemorrhaging healed, ankle bones healed, flesh tissue, bones, cells be healed in the name of Jesus. Even those things troubling us that we don't even know what it is, Lord, let there be healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Hallelujah. Let's give thanks to the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a glorious God we serve. Thank you because you always hear us when we pray. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying with us, everyone. What a great, great blessing and a great, great pleasure to be able to bring to us the prayer experience. Please subscribe. I can't say that enough. Subscribe to our audio podcast. Look at those places where you get your podcast from and click the subscription button. We're going to be here tomorrow. I think it's Pastor Joyce who will be leading us in prayer. It's going to be a powerful time of praying. But until then, enjoy the rest of your day. And I pray that the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you, grant you favor all around you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Bye-bye.
I see the Lord high and lifted. transcribe.